Hey, it's Bree, and my show, Bree TV, is now on the After Party every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on the B-side. Tune in and call in so we can talk about everything from relationships, religion, politics, sex, travel, or gardening. Remember, Bree TV every Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the After Party. See you at the party.
My mental thoughts to play a ghetto sauce you are, and I'll be your sexual chocolate bar. And I gotta keep strong for the cause, and you gotta keep strong for the tours. Brother, man, and me, damn the family. What else could we be with no one understands us but me? You were the first to change, Big T. I'm out.
From Bree TV, Wednesday night, 6 to 8 p.m. on theafterparty.com. Today we are talking all things makeup. You want to call in 214-717-4827. In studio with me, I have makeup artist extraordinaire Shayla McDonald. And we're going to talk, we're going to have a couple other people are going to call in, but if you guys have any questions, feel free to call in so we can answer them. And if it's anything from that horrible black eyeliner on your mouth that I hate.
Don't do it.
Ever. To whatever, any number of things. Any questions you have, feel free to call and ask, and we're going to talk about it anyway. Shayla?
Yes.
Introduce yourself, ma'am.
So I'm, as my wonderful friend said, makeup extraordinaire. What's up? In the game for about 25 years now.
Oh, really?
Girl, yeah, a long time.
Oh my goodness. So here's the connection here. Wow, 15 years ago.
Some old heads.
Somebody was telling me that I was doing my makeup, and they were like, oh, you do makeup really well. You should go to work for MAC. It had never occurred to do. Huh?
Becca.
Yeah, it was a makeup guy at the lodge.
Oh, okay.
It was Rick at the lodge who did it, and he was telling me about Becca.
Yeah.
So I had to, they kind of set up an interview, and I interviewed with Shayla. I was okay with makeup, I guess, but I can sell lights out.
You could actually do makeup.
Could I?
Yeah, I could see your potential. It was there.
Okay. Well, I will say I probably had potential, but it wasn't anything that I did like all the time. Like, oh my gosh, yeah. I was never the chick that like sculpted the brows.
Right.
I wasn't that chick. Like, yeah. I never have makeup on. I'm sure you all noticed that. I'm like the football player that doesn't wear football pads. That's you. Makeup artist. Unless I'm going someplace, then I clean up really well.
Right.
But I interviewed with Shayla and got the call back and went to work for Mac, and we opened the Town East counter together.
Yep.
And the rest is history. We became friends. So I had a couple of questions. People will ask me randomly about makeup. So I'm like, you know what? We'll put together a show and we can talk about makeup. And as you all can tell, I'm really loose about what I'm doing. Well, not loose like that, but we kind of fly free and easy around here. So
we're
going to talk about a little makeup and a little other stuff. We're going to talk about what we talk about.
Right.
But she was my boss. We became friends. And we don't necessarily hang out. We're not friends like that kind of friends. We can, but sure. Shayla's married and has kids. She's got a kid in college, one in graduating. So we usually just kind of catch each other on Facebook, or we may call and chat or whatever.
Right.
But it's always a good time when we get together. So what she did today to come in studio with me, I gave her the information, and she was evidently already downtown. And she called me at 4:00, and she was like, well, I'm already over here. And I'm like, it's too early to be there.
They go to school here.
So she was downtown for a reason, but she finished early. So I was like, hey, you need to just come on over. So she came over to my place, and we were hanging out, and I was making pico de gallo because I have an inner fat girl, and she loves to eat.
I kind of wanted some of that, but I was going to.
It's in the car. You want it? I'm ashamed to ask for what?
That's what's up.
Girl. That's how you show people you love them.
Look, and it look good.
Look,
too.
Sex and like, food. Sex and food. That's what you do. And we ain't having sex, so right. I'll give you the pico.
So,
so I was making pico. And she came by, and I was doing whatever and, you know, just messing around. So we, you know, end up down here together. And yeah, so that's what we're doing. But we can talk. Again, it's not very set. But we can talk about things in makeup and anything, because I like to talk to people about the business end of makeup, and not even the business end for makeup artists, but also the business end for potential clients, because there's sometimes things people don't realize when they are trying to book a makeup artist, or they don't understand how things work. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you've had experience with that.
Yep.
Also things that makeup artists do and are not it's not necessarily the best thing for the industry, or even for them for that matter. So we can talk about a little bit of all of that and just some, you know, stuff we do and some fun looks, favorite looks, just whatever. We can do whatever. Yeah. Mr. Eric, can I get a song, please, sir? We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
We'll be back.
Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here you go.
Free your mind. No.
catastrophe.
Talking when we y'all listen to the music, we're talking. Listen, if you really want to hear what we're talking about during the break, go to Bree_TV or at Bree.TV.2016 and you'll see the live feed. And I will apologize if you are on my live feed, it's on the other side of the room over there, and I can't quite see. I see my nieces there, but I can't quite see who's on there, so I can't really talk to you. And for some reason, it's not showing up on my laptop. So we're going to roll with
my husband not knowing your color.
Oh, we're going to roll with the show.
He's been listening right. to me.
Good job, husband. We like that. So here's the first thing we want to talk about. We were talking about makeup pet peeves, because I can assure you every makeup artist has them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you go first. You're visiting.
So mine was...
Look, I got new reading glasses, y'all. They're different than my little grandma glasses. Because my friend told me it makes me look too much
look
like
really
my mother.
Nice on you,
I guess. You know, I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, it's that pinch cool? in that little bitty nose of yours.
I got a button nose. We're cool with it? Uh-oh, hold it. Just a second, we got a caller.
Uh-oh.
Hey, 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 we're on Bree TV.
Hi, this is Elaine Collins with Nakia Cosmetics of Hollywood calling in.
I've been waiting on you.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I am fabulous. How are you?
I am fantastical. I am here with Shayla.
Hi, Shayla.
Elaine, Shayla.
Hey, Elaine.
Okay, Elaine, first of all, tell people who you are.
Well, my name is Elaine Collins. I am the Dallas brand manager for Nakia Cosmetics of Hollywood. And I'm also a hairstylist, so right now, I'm still at the salon. I have a client that I'm doing, but I did promise I was going to call in.
Tell your client they ruined my groove. They ruined my groove. The next time we do it, we're going to have something to drink in here. Not that I drink, but everybody else can have a little something to sip on.
I definitely do.
So, Elaine, this is where we were just really getting it kicked up. We were talking about makeup pet peeves. So Shayla was getting ready to tell us her pet peeve, but her husband chimed in on Facebook Live and said, not knowing your color. You can tell he lives with a makeup artist because he know when people don't know their foundation color.
Yeah.
But let Shayla go, and then you go. I'm going to have you hop in, and you can give us your pet peeve so we can discuss this with these folk. We can learn them some things about the makeup, advise them, if you will.
Okay, so
I know that's right.
What
yes.
I say is over-baking. Over-baking.
Shayla hates baking.
And over-highlighting. So, and notice I said over, like doing it too much. I mean, a little bit, you know, if it's needed underneath the eye, mm-hmm. it's fine.
Yeah.
If you want to highlight, you know, it's fine. But remember, you know, consider your audience when you do your makeup. If you're
girl,
going
they are
anywhere,
all celebrities. I don't even know what the hell you talking about. Those chicks be coming out the house like they are on a red carpet.
Well, okay.
And be going to Blockbuster to get a movie.
That's what I'm talking about. Consider your audience.
Exactly.
Yeah, jump on in, Elaine, because I talk funny and crazy all the time.
I definitely understand what Shayla is saying about the over-highlighting because, you know, a lot of people, we got to do this contouring highlight. No, all of that is not necessary for the everyday woman.
I blame the Kardashians. Yeah. I blame whoever their makeup artist is, I blame that person.
That's right.
I blame them. And I think, first of all, Shayla, can you explain the difference between baking and just a normal highlight? Because I highlight also.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
for highlighting, it's let me take the purpose of highlighting is when you, particularly for me, when I do clients and they are taking pictures, if they're doing a photo
yeah.
shoot, the flash flattens you. So you become two dimensional. Mm-hmm. So what a makeup artist will do is they create that, they bring back that third dimension and they bring it back by giving you, you know, your blush can do it sometimes. But what happens is this here is a little tiny bit darker. This is a little bit lighter and the blush is the tie them all together land. That's where that happens.
Right.
And you don't have to wear bingo blush, as one of my friends say. Her grandmother would go play bingo and have a bunch of blush on. So she got right. And then right. So you don't have to use necessarily a lot of blush, but you go just a little higher, like on the high planes of your face, the bridge of your nose, your cheekbones, under your eyes, and in your forehead just a bit. And the other areas are not necessarily dark. They are just darker than where you highlight. They should be really close to your color. Now, baking, please explain that because I don't bake.
So baking is like this three-part situation. And you know, and people, you know, you've got people all over baking in different ways. But basically what it is, it's foundation, it's concealer, and then it's loose powder, and it goes in steps. Like you can't just do your makeup and just go. I mean, you're literally layering upon layer and then setting with the powder and then sitting there for a minute so it can bake and then you kind of swipe it away. But here's the deal. The average woman can't do that. Okay. That's for kids.
Oh, but it ain't for lack of trying.
True. But, I mean, can you imagine going into the office trying to have a talk with your colleagues and, you know, you're cracking underneath your eye? That's
yeah, but they don't know that. They don't think that. They think, you know, people have magic mirrors. They think stuff is cool that ain't
cool.
Right. Like, you look, when I see people and I look at them and wonder, you either, A, don't have any friends or you don't have a single mirror any place in your house because this is not right. And who
that's
let you
right,
out?
Right. It's just not realistic for real life. Now, it's beautiful as you're watching it on a video because mm-hmm. it's theater. When you
yeah,
watch
absolutely.
Other makeup artists do makeup on Instagram or Facebook or wherever else you guys do it, it's theater. It's just for the camera so you can kind of see, you know, this beautiful makeup. But it's not for real life. It's just not.
Okay. Miss Elaine.
That's because the Instagram makeup is just sometimes a little bit over the top. This is Elaine.
You're polite.
And it's not for the average everyday woman.
You're polite,
when
Elaine.
Think,
it is not a little I've bit over the top.
Young ladies, you know, I really would like us, for us as makeup artists, to let these teenagers, like the 16 and 17 and 15, that they're putting on too much makeup. And when you say the highlighting, I literally looked up in our choir stand at church, and there was a young lady. Instead of her using the highlight, she used the bronzer. Her whole face was bronzed out.
Just like she saw Jesus on the mountain.
Hey, I'm like, I was like, I had to turn around to, you know, I turned around to her friend, I said, could you please, please? And she's a good makeup artist. You need to let her know that she's too much.
Yeah.
I think reality TV and the World Wide Web and social media has gotten all these girls and ladies think that they need to go through all that to achieve the look when you don't.
That's exactly right. And let's just make a distinction right quick between a bronzer and a highlighter that is bronze. Okay?
Yeah.
The color bronze. Exactly. So a bronzer is meant to bring warmth to the skin and can be used, you know, over about 3/4 of the face if you've had the right color. A highlighter that is bronze is not meant to go all
over
your face.
It's a lesser shimmer.
Yes.
It's a lesser shimmer. The color's a little different. And here's my deal. I hate black lip liner because there is no such thing.
You just took what I hate. I hear you.
Look,
oh my God. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, I hate that. And you know, and I'm here's the thing. I really mean to be helpful with people, and sometimes it comes off like I'm being kind of a bitch. I'm really not, and I'm not unfriendly unless you've done something to me. But I will ask people, like I went into Baskin Robbins. I go to Baskin Robbins 3 times a week, and I go enough that the girl knows what my order is. Same thing every time. So I've been going in there forever. I go in there, this chick turns around, I swear to God, her eyebrows. She has like a thin line of full brow, but then I can see she's letting her hair grow back in. Mm-hmm. Another thing I hate, I'm an esthetician. When you let your eyebrows grow back in, you don't have to let all the hair grow back in. Any hair that you don't need, take it out.
Right.
It makes it look a little more clean.
It's a gradual thing.
Right. So I basically go, you just giving up on them brows? I don't know this woman's name.
She gave up.
The ghost. All of it. I was like, listen, and she goes, yeah, and she kind of looked for a second like she was going to be mad at me, and then she kind of laughed, and she goes, yeah, people keep coming here telling me that I can go get my brows done for $4. I said, shit. So I ask before I, you know, go in on, I'm not really going in on people, but I will ask and say about the lip liner. There is no such thing as a black lip liner. So what I do is I try to give people a little bit of education about what's happening. And basically that Keetrick taught me this, oddly enough.
Shout out Keetrick.
I know. Where is he?
I love him. He's somewhere between California and Atlanta.
That narrows it down. So
he goes back and forth. He's totally bi-coastal sort of kind of.
Okay. Yeah. So what I do is when I see people with a black eyeliner on their lips, I explain to them, okay, especially if I can get them in my chair, I just get them in the chair and just take it off before they have anything to say. I smudge it all the way off so they can't.
So is this like black liner and then like what, this a light color?
Oyster girl.
Okay.
Or anything. Sometimes it's a black eyeliner and it's red.
Yeah.
You know?
That's not cute.
I'm like, okay. And then a lot, they won't even blend it.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
Yeah, because you can even get away with a little bit of black, but you got to blend it. But
blend
I would say
is your friend.
Stay away from it, actually, because most people aren't going to do it right. But what I do is I explain to them. I said, okay, you know what? There's not even really a black lip pencil. What it is, it's a black eyeliner. Mm-hmm. And the reason that you're doing that is either, A, you're a chola. I don't like them doing it either because I get after them. Mm-hmm. Or you don't know where this came from.
Right.
And where it started is decades ago when they started doing makeup, they didn't make brown pencils for black women.
Right.
They made
a
red pencil. They made a pink pencil and probably a couple different pink pencils, but nothing dark enough for black women to wear that is like our complexion.
Right.
So because black women wanted to wear
lip liner
and
trends.
Right. They would use a black eyeliner.
Right.
And it's, for the most part, it has gone away, but it has stayed. There's a particular group of people that it has stayed with, and they don't understand the history of it. You did it. It was done then because they didn't have anything else. Now you have Chestnut. It's your best friend.
Right.
It's Chestnut. It's wonderful. Everybody can wear Chestnut. If you can't wear Chestnut, if you yellow bone, you know how to wear, go ahead and get Cork and just you get a brown and blend it. Blend it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Okay, Elaine. I stole yours. What's come on with you? What you got?
What's yours, Elaine?
Well, they took the lip liner. You know, that was one of my pet peeves. The foundation, somebody got that one. But my other thing is, if you don't wear eyeshadow.
No. Nobody got foundation. That was her husband saying it. You can take that.
Oh,
one.
The foundation. Oh yes.
Yeah. Her husband said that.
Let me tell you, I can give out my card, but if I see that you got on Fashion Fair foundation, I can tell you got Fashion Fair on because your whole face is red. Oh my God. Do they still make Fashion Fair?
Yes. Look, I cannot.
Because some people just won't let it go.
I do, because I'm still in the retail.
Well, the company that I actually represent, we have, our foundation has no oxide in it. So we can match. It matches perfectly all skin tones. You are true to color. So I wish people would go in and just sit down in someone's chair and just get professionally matched. Now going to MAC, I know a lot of people like MAC, but MAC want to put everybody in NW45. Everybody's not an NW45. Okay, MAC is no longer owned by MAC. It's owned by Lancome, and a lot of people don't know that.
It's Estee Lauder.
The formula has changed. So I get a lot of people coming to me, Elaine, can you match me with the Nakia Cosmetics? Because, Mac, I don't know what the deal is. It's not matching my skin, you know. So,
well, you know what? I will tell you this,
so
too. In all fairness about foundation, one of the things that people tend not to know, which messes up a lot of people, most people have a summer color and a winter color. If you are going to wear what you wear in February, you should not be in June. And if you walking around crazy, mad because the MAC girl or whomever didn't match you right, she probably matched you right in February. It is now June. So they don't know that they have to do a different color in the winter. But what
exactly.
I also want you to do before, not that we're even close to finishing, but I do want you to give a significant plug to Nakia Cosmetics. So, because I like to support Black-owned businesses. We did a show last week with the guy who started the Black-owned business portal. So finish with your foundation thing, because I hate the line when people have foundation and they got a line from their jawline to their neck.
Oh, yes, and it ain't matching. We need to get that out to Fred Thomas.
But again, that goes back to what Shayla said. Blend is your friend.
So I think that's really important also to note here. And I want to tell all my clients this, is that it's absolutely the truth. You will be many different colors throughout the year. You almost literally have four shades of brown all seasons. And like Brianna said, you're not going to be the same color in February that you are in June, August. You know, you change. So you guys need to know that you are going to have one or two different foundations, and you may even have to mix them at some point throughout the year to get the right shade.
Yeah, sure. when you're at that in between stage,
right?
Of you can't you're not quite this dark one, but you're not quite the lighter one, so you kind of got to figure it out. Just mix them up. Listen, this makeup game is a little complicated. It's a little complicated, and most of the time what people want is simple. You want something very basic. You want to go get, like Elaine said, you maybe want to go get your NW40, and that's what you wear, and that's fine. But in August, September, you're not an NW40. You are probably an NW45, and if not, you definitely could mix them easily. So you really have to you really want to be mindful, and if you are a woman who – you can wake up in the morning and you want to have your face done in 10 minutes. You got to pare this down.
Way down.
Yeah, you got to pare it down. And depending on what, for me, I'm always interested in seeing women who look like they're going to the club or just came from the club, but they work in corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
That's always odd to me.
There's a little bit of a line. I mean, I feel like, you know, bring femininity back and celebrating that in the workplace is important. But like you said, you definitely do want to pare it down. That doesn't mean that you're not going to wear makeup at all. I mean, because you should. I mean, who, you know,
right.
You're in the office, you know, you're dealing with other people. So, you know, you want to
put your best foot forward.
Right. But it doesn't have to be beat like you're going to the club. I agree.
Right. So, Missy Lang, what you got besides the foundation, ma'am?
The eyeshadow. you know. You know, because one time I saw this lady and I just looked at her. I was like, what did she, like she said, like I said, did she not have a mirror? Because she just looked like a clown, really like Bozo. I don't know what it is, but like a lot of women like to wear the heavy eyeshadow, the blues, the, you know, the, it's just too much, and they're not blending. That's one of my pet peeves. I see the line. I don't want to see the line. I want to be nice and clean. We have clean beauty. We have your after five beauty. But some people just don't know. They need education.
Yeah.
Education is
and
the
good
key.
Friends.
Training.
Yeah, good friends. You know what? And one of the things that gets me too with makeup is if, as a woman, your first encounter with makeup or one of your early encounters with makeup is either with a gay dude, like a queen gay, mm-hmm. or
uh-huh.
another woman who was taught by a queen, or they learned it from YouTube by uh-huh. with a queen. Women are already women. And usually drag queens are being what I like to call drag-tastic. They are usually going over the top.
For
so,
a reason, though.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they do. Yeah. That is what they are doing. Yeah. So when you are a woman and a gay dude does your eye, you know, which cool, the cut crease is the thing now. I get it. I do a mean cut crease myself. Mm-hmm. However, if it's an everyday look and you're doing either a hard crease or a cut crease and you are wearing five different eyeshadows, I can already tell you it's too much. It's too much. For me, all the, sometimes it's just too much. I can't even get into it. It's just too much. It's
well,
too much.
Me,
and blend it. Blend it and, you know, give yourself the max, depending on what you're doing. If you're going to work, max three colors, lid color, crease color, brow highlight. And then if you want to spoof it up when you're going out, put a little black in the crease. Or, you know, then go under and smoke it out a little bit. But if you go
or
to work.
A day smoke is very simple. That's one eyeshadow.
Right, right. And that's really, really easy. And I know sometimes when people, a lot of times, I don't know if white folks do this too, but with black people, because our mother, Elaine, I talk about race, I talk about everything, but, and culture, but culturally, a lot of times our mothers didn't wear makeup because along with the whole black lip liner thing, at that time they felt like girls who wore makeup were loose, they were whores, they were blah, blah, blah. So, so, you know, as black people, we were raised, generally speaking, in the church, you keep your kids, you know, you nearer to thee, oh Lord, everybody's at the cross. So when your daughter is ready to go out, she knows that you she don't know how to wear any makeup, and you'll tell her basically, well, you don't need to wear that because you got pretty skin. Well, technically, you just don't want her to wear it because you think that she's fast
out there being
or
fast.
You don't know how to tell her to put it on, but you don't want to say you don't know how.
Right.
And at this point, I have clients that have brought their daughters to a counter, to the Mac counter when I work for Mac. And they realize they don't know, so they bring their daughters to someone who does.
Right.
So that they get a good foundation.
They're still doing that.
Yeah, they get a really good foundation. So if you as a mother do not wear makeup or you aren't sure how to put it on or you're wearing it badly, please take your daughter to a professional. And if the first one doesn't do it the way you want it done, take it to somebody else. Because what I do age appropriate makeup.
Right.
I never want to give too much for a teenager, but I do want them to understand, okay, this is your foundation color. You're going to blend down. You make sure this and this. You tell them these things. You don't want your eyelashes clumped with mascara. You tell them, and they won't have to go sneak and use somebody else's mascara trying to figure this out. Or, you know, they going to school and they wear mascara and lipstick and lip liner and, you know, or lip gloss. And then they come home and it's smudged under their eyes and they look like a raccoon. You got to help them along. Even if you're not willing to do it, they're probably going to do it. It's like sex. They're probably going to have sex. So you can help them with birth control and keep them from getting pregnant or not. But they're going to do it.
So listen, I want to piggyback just
exactly.
To touch on this makeup that we've been talking about, like for like drag makeup versus reality makeup.
Ugh.
Now, I'm in no way saying that drag makeup is not beautiful, because we all know that
it is.
Oh, it's our beautiful. It's
drag
artistic,
is fantastic.
It's gorgeous. The only thing, the only distinction that I want to make is that it's not appropriate for every day. Now, all my drag babies out there, they already know this, but you guys can attest that there are some people out there that just don't know. They follow you and they love you and they see your makeup and it's so gorgeous and they want to emulate what it is that you do. But like, it's our responsibility as makeup artists to make the distinction that this is walking around everyday makeup. This is stage makeup. This is drag
makeup. Right. And there's
a
difference. Yes. There's a difference between drag and dramatic.
It is.
There's two different things.
It sure is.
As well as...
dramatic doesn't automatically mean drag.
Right. And there is also a difference between drag and bad makeup.
Because
at one point I was looking at Tamar makeup and I was like, who's doing her makeup? You know, because she kept looking. And when I found out who her makeup artist was during this particular time, he was a drag queen. So she had a drag guy that does her makeup, and she started looking like a drag queen. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Who are you talking about? Let's name drop.
Yeah, if you got a, huh?
I said, let's name drop. Who are we talking about?
Tamar.
Oh,
Tamar,
yes.
Braxton.
You know what? She kind of looks like a Muppet to me.
Don't say that.
That's what I'm saying. I had got a call to come out and do her makeup to assist another makeup artist, but they didn't know I was in Dallas, and they wanted me in L.A. the next, you know, that same day. And I was like, no, I wasn't able to do it. But I noticed that her makeup at that particular time, it always looked like hard, like you said, chiseled, like a drag queen. And when I found out who her makeup was, he was a gay white guy doing her makeup.
And a lot of times what happens, that's what I was saying in the beginning of the show, is that when your first contact with makeup is with a drag queen, your concept of what each of those different categories of makeup that we were talking about, your concept of those are blurred a lot of times.
Yeah.
Because people assume that, like, if they see something, and also you can like something, that don't mean you need to wear it. You don't need to do it.
Right.
So people who will put on a lot of eyeshadow, and they may wear a blue, they may put like a navy blue or black and then put a teal over it or whatever, and they have like this really high crease and it's not blended, and then they have white on their lid. First of all, stop it with the white eyeshadow. Stop putting white eyeshadow and then a black or dark in your crease. Because that's not always the best. Some people
unless
can pull that off.
Going to blend it. And typically what you would blend it with is a brown.
Right.
To bring those together.
Right. To get the colors to look like they should be there.
We call it a transition color.
Yes. So, and what when you do that, if you're... what they feel like, oh, well, like they learned this from a drag queen. That's not really drag. That's actually bad makeup. Because when you see a drag queen, if you've ever been to a drag show, we need to go to a drag show.
Yeah.
If you've ever gone to a drag show, look at their faces. You will see some of them will be immaculate. Their faces will be beat to every god since the beginning of time.
My favorite drag queen, Adrian Gonzalez. Love you.
Right. And then sometimes you can look and you can tell that they're either new to it or they're not quite sure about
right.
the makeup part of it, but they're trying to get it figured out. There's drag, there's dramatic, there is a day wear, you know, you can even go with Girl Next Door if you'd like. There's just a little bit, like
very
maybe
simple.
A tint of moisturizer and some mascara, maybe a little something, one shadow.
Clear gloss.
Yeah.
Some kind of flesh tone gloss.
Yeah. And that's that. Some of this stuff, if y'all walking out of here with these dark browns and black and it's noon.
Stop it.
Flag on the play, ladies. Flag on the play.
I mean, I will say this, you know, in recent times, I feel like, you know, and I say this to a lot of my customers when they come in, when they're talking about varying ways of doing makeup, that I am a person that will wear a nighttime look all day long. I will do mm-hmm. that because usually the emphasis is on my eyes. For those of you who know me, you know that that's absolutely true. But I still think there's a limit mm-hmm. to it, you know?
And when you, as artists, and I think probably Elaine will attest to this also. Well, again, I'm doing whatever. Now, when it's time to get ready.
Yes.
I'm done.
You cute.
You, I'm done. I get to the end. Yeah. But I think as an artist, when you do makeup, again, because like Shayla said, if you know her, I know what she looks like. I know what she can look like. I know when her face is beat to all the gods.
Right.
You know what that is. And even if you're a person on the street and you walk up on her, you know that that's not just some regular chick that did her face. There's something to this. That's 25 years of doing her face. And she has perfected her face.
Yes, I have.
She has perfected it. And that's another thing that you have to look at when you... You have to look at what you have. If you're Asian, you have Asian eyes. If your eyes are hooded, you got to figure out how to perfect yours. Listen. Do not go and get in a makeup artist chair and say you want to look like Beyonce. No, thank you. No.
Beyonce can look like
that. Right. Just say you want this.
Me, there's some talented artists that can make it happen, but I get what
you're saying. But generally speaking, and then you mad when you don't look like Beyonce when they finish, but that's because you're not Beyonce. So maybe go and word it a little differently. Hey, I like this look and go there. You know, start it from that point. But as artists, when someone gets in our chair and you are asking for something that is possibly unattainable, and
like,
not that
your hair, for example.
Right, exactly. And not that the makeup artist isn't capable of doing it, but sometimes it's not the best look for you, and we know it's not the best look for you. And the reason I hate to do that is because once I do it and you go outside and people start poking fun at you, you're not going to say, I made her do this. You're going to say my name 15 times, yeah, and then you're going to swear I did it.
Right.
Well, you know good damn well I tried to tell you not to do that. I'll tell them.
I know that's right.
You know what I tell them? I say, listen, if you're paying me, especially for a wedding or whatever it is, I say, this is how I work this. You tell me what you want. I give you feedback. If I say, okay, I don't know about that, I say, but if you tell me you want it anyway, that's what I will give you. Absolutely. But as the professional, I am obligated to tell you that that's not a good look for you. Mm-hmm. Now, if you still want it, that's your business.
Right. Here's another thing that happens a lot is that, you know, you're sitting down with your makeup artist and you have a specific look in mind or kind of way that you want to look or way that you want to feel. And you might say, you know, I want a dramatic makeup. You know, I want my makeup to be dramatic. Okay, so here's the deal. What's going through your makeup artist's mind typically in dramatic is either big wing liner, big lashes, or full brow, or smoky eyes, or dark corner smoky. I mean, she's thinking, you know, dramatic look, like contour, you know, full lips, whatever. So it that's what's going on in the artist's mind. But in the customer's mind, she may just be thinking that she just wants wing liner, or that she just wants, you know, the corner, you know, a color
and
it's, of black.
So you,
know
give them that carbon black, right, and then they're looking at you like, what is this?
So here's the deal. Here's a rule of thumb that I like to just live by. Even though I can consult with you and I can talk to you about how you want to do your makeup, it is always good to go to the internet, and that's where the internet is really good, mm-hmm, for, and show me what your idea of dramatic is. And then even when you show me a picture, you may be literally just looking at that black corner. You're not seeing that she has, you know, stacked on lashes, or that she has a huge wing liner. You know, her liner is this thick and your eyelid is like this, you know. So, you know, you may not, you don't see all that. So like so it's good as artists too to ask, what aspect of this makeup do you like? And you'll find out, oh, well, I just like her brow.
Right. Yeah, just talk.
I like that brown color. She's not even looking at the big-ass stack lashes.
Right.
And
I just like how it's shiny up under her,
right,
brow.
Exactly.
Well, that, you
so
know that. Yeah, God.
You got to break that down. Like, boys and girls, we got to break this down. Like, really break down whatever you're looking at to find out exactly what it is that your customer is asking for.
Right. Talk to them. And as clients, then you have to be able to talk to them. Now, they definitely, I will talk to people randomly and they don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm doing it for a reason, to engage you, to kind of figure out what your personality is and,
right,
then get an understanding. I will tell people to bring in tear sheets, bring magazines, bring in whatever it is that you want.
Bring your selfies so I can see what you normally look like.
Yeah, because I want you to be happy with the service. I want you to like your face. I want you to come back. I want you to tell your friends. I want you to refer me. But if, in fact, you aren't sure what you want and you can't communicate it, then one, it'll slow down the process, and then they have to kind of pull it out of you to make sure they're getting, you're getting what you want. But you also need to be mindful that when you, if you use an artist regularly, or if you, if even if you're using somebody one time, you kind of have to train them. You have to train them to, as to what you like. And if you don't know what you like,
right,
that's the first thing you need to say when you get in a chair. I don't know. Surrender. So then they can ask you the questions they need to ask you to get you where you need to be.
Right, to kind of create a look that's good for you.
Okay. Ms. Collins. Elaine.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm curling hair, honey, but I'm listening.
Okay, my, good. Hey,
that is so awesome.
So listen, exactly. I have been informed that you have your SAG card. Is that correct?
Well, I've worked the SAG Awards for the past 3 years. So, yeah, I am on the production team for the SAG Awards, yes.
Okay. So what I would like you to do is explain to other artists how you get your SAG card.
Well, see, I don't have a SAG card. You don't necessarily have to be, that's part of a union, correct?
Yes. Having, yeah.
Okay, so the way I come in is through the Nakia Cosmetics of Hollywood. Nakia Fuller, she's from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm sure you know Nakia Fuller.
Her
makeup line. So she's based in L.A. So, you know, with different connections and everything like that, we've been doing the, she's been doing the, for the past 4 years, and then when I came on board, I've been with her for the past three. So the actual people that have the contract, you know, with SAG is L'Oreal. They're the official makeup artist, but we are the official makeup and hair for the production team. So
really?
Production has to look good. They have to be in the formal dresses on the red carpet. And we also do touch-ups on the red carpet for the celebrities as they come in on the red carpet.
Look, can you give me Viola Davis's number?
Look, you know what? We've been trying to give her a card. But I'm going to tell you, at the SAG Awards, those publicists and the people that represent them, are when they got an A-list celebrity like Viola Davis, it is so hard to even try to reach and give them a card. You know, but let me tell you what happened. The publicist for Viola, we were trying to give her a card, and, you know, she was like, no, I don't want it. But Viola's husband, he said, I'll take it. Because she's looking better. But 2 years, maybe she looked kind of rough.
Well, you know, when she first started, when you come into this, you get who you get in terms of makeup, you know? And there's some people that may be okay, but as you get more exposure, you are then exposed to makeup artists that have been doing it longer, little different techniques.
Yeah.
I swear to you, I would be the happiest thing on the planet if I could do Viola Davis's makeup.
Oh my God. But you know what? The person that's doing her makeup is a white lady, and it's the publicist's friend. So that's how they work. You see what I'm saying?
So who we got to take out?
As an A-lister, then the publicist's friend is a makeup artist. So naturally, she's going to hook her up with Viola. That's who's been doing her makeup. But it looks horrible.
Look, who we going to take out, the publicist or the friend?
I don't know. We need to take out somebody, honey. Because last year, I was right by Viola and her husband. And I normally try not to, you know, bother, you know, celebrities like that. Well, I'll take their picture. I don't have to always get in the picture with them. I'll take their picture. But I wanted to give her another card. I'm like, girl, you need to get this Nakia Cosmetics. Hey, get something, because whatever you're using is full of titanium. Every time the flash hit her face, she looks white and ashy. And it's the makeup. It's the titanium that's in the foundation that the flash hits up. And it just looks really, really horrible on the red carpet. But this year, I don't know what they did.
I love her. Her is fantastic. Okay, well, Missy Lane, give Miss Nakia Cosmetics a big plug, and we're going to let you go finish curling up your wigs over there, doing your do.
A big club. Well, you know what? I am as brand manager for Nakia Cosmetics of Hollywood. We do have the Nakia Cosmetics Academy. So if you want to become, I'm pretty sure a lot of you all are already certified makeup artists, But in order to do the red carpet event, and we get calls all the time. So that's why I closed the big salon and went to a suite. That way I can travel. So we had an academy. So once 5 days, you know, 5 day workshop, become certified, get your beauty doll kit. You have the beauty doll kit. Is your Bible to work in LA? You know, because we need to know, okay, you're properly trained, you have the tools we need for you to use, because you're only going to use the Nakia Cosmetics products. I mean, LA, New York, Dallas, we love it. They love it. So we can't keep any of the foundations in the spot. It's just off the chain. But definitely, we do have spring classes coming up. So if you have anybody that you want to send out to a 1 day workshop, we have those as well. And they can simply go to NakiaCosmetics.com.
What's the website? You said NakiaCosmetics.com?
Yep, Nakia, N-A-K-E-A-H, cosmetics.com, and then click on Academy. And then that's where you'll see all of the listing, all of the classes, and what we have to offer.
Okay, well, ma'am, I sure do appreciate you calling in.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, and I will be in contact with you.
Oh, well, good. That is awesome. And I'm going to have to look you guys up, because here on April the 1st, I do have my own online radio show with Power Play Radio Network. .com. So it's live. You can actually, it's online and by radio as well. So, and okay, it's all over. And they have over 40,000 viewers a week. So I'm excited about makeup, entertainment, and makeovers. So,
okay.
I'm going to see what to do. I'll post it on my page.
Okay. I'll make sure I post it. I will give you a call. Thank you again, ma'am. I appreciate you. We need to step out the room because they don't need to hear what I'm thinking.
No, just tell me after. Okay, what did they say? Comments, this is our 25 comments. Okay. All right.
What did they say?
Moving on. No, I was just reading what it said.
Well, look, I'm talking like I'm thinking you playing music too. Look, sorry about that.
Anyway, so tell me, okay, hey, let's talk quickly about pricing, because I sometimes go back and forth with it, just kind of depending on what the job is and so forth. But for some of the artists out there who are just starting and they don't know how to price their services, what kind of advice would you give them? First we'll do just like regular, and then we'll do commercials.
Yeah, be realistic, because what I did, which I think probably... I think part of it, a lot of people do. What I did, you know, because when I worked for Mac, I was like, so I'm part-time. And the first time I had a client come in and they insisted that they wanted me to do their wedding, I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, I didn't have a portfolio. I didn't have anything because I was brand new. So I did something crazy, like $50 a face or something, like whatever it was.
We've all been there.
Yeah. Listen, that's what you do in the beginning, because you don't have images. Either that or you get with a photographer, you know, pay a photographer if you know one, whatever. That's how you build your portfolio. So when you start off, basically you are charging some insanely low rate just to get started. Unless you have somebody who is mentoring you, who can help you along, that's what you do. Now, I kind of knew before, once I started doing it, I understood. I was like, wait a minute. I can make in about 4 hours what I make all week in this joint. Oh yeah. Y'all getting the deuces in about a year. So,
and we did.
Right.
You were like, all right, I'm out.
Gotta go. But you have to, you have to kind of figure out where you fit in, and it's makeup is it's fluid. Because it's fluid and you have different types of customers. Some customers don't mind when I tell them, okay, I airbrush. I'm self-taught. I've airbrushed for years and years and years, because as Shayla knows, when I get onto something, when I want to know about something, I figure it out, I do it. And after I taught myself to airbrush, I went to LA to take a class. I was mad because I knew more than they knew. And I was like, this is a waste of time. Mm-hmm. But because I airbrush, because I'm really good, because I'm also faster than average, because I still work like I'm at the counter and it's Saturday. Yes. I still zip, 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 zip.
As you should.
Zip, yeah,
as
I still go.
Time is money.
Yeah, and I work in a strip club, as you I've said this continually. I work in a strip club, so when you guys are going to touch 20 faces a night, you can't take 45 minutes to do a face. You're not going to make any money. So when I tell people that, oh, well, you know what, it's $400. And they're like, for everybody? Oh, for you. And they're like, well, yes, for you. And they feel like it's too much. Or and if they come to me and they say, well, you know what, I have a budget and I could probably do $250 or whatever. As I have said before, you can negotiate with me. I don't like for people to try to not pay me.
Sure.
But you can negotiate with me. And what I will do is I may say, okay, well, your bridesmaids, if you have $250, if your bridesmaid, you have 8 bridesmaids, tag $20 onto each bridesmaid. Mm-hmm. That helps to cover your portion, you know, part of your stuff.
Right.
But what you also run into is people who don't understand the value of what they do. So they may start off, I've had people say, oh, well, I just talked to an artist. They don't want to pay me, but they've spoken with an artist and the artist will say, we'll charge them $25 a face.
I saw that.
$25 a face for everybody in the wedding party and the bride. And I'm like, okay, well,
First of all, she's going to be worked to death. And then when she's done.
And she's going to be mad.
Yeah. And so the little money that she does walk home with, she's going to have to give that away in taxes and
she's gonna be pissed.
So actually, by the end of the day, she ain't paying them.
Right.
So she's gonna be,
and also, I will say this. I know a lot of times people don't want to. They don't want to come out of pocket because they don't value makeup. They don't feel like they should pay for makeup. And this is what I tell clients or potential clients: A, do not shop on your face. Don't shop price on your face. The pictures that you're paying a photographer, a lot of money. You have paid for a dress. You have all of the deck, everything that you're paying for. This is your day. It is a production. Do not go looking for somebody that's charging $25. Because here's the deal. Even when I charged that $50 15 years ago, I did that because I needed to get those images. I needed to get that experience. Right. I was worth more than $50 when I started.
Right.
You have to stop and wonder if this person is only charging you $25 or $30, what's going on? Because they could charge more. They could absolutely charge more easily. They could charge more.
And it'd be worth it.
Yes.
For what it is that you're
And people
you're
will pay it. But what happens is when they say, oh, it's like $30, then when they come to me and I say $300, $400 or whatever it is, then they're looking at me like I'm crazy. No. This is what's normal. And you have, it's like everything else. You may have makeup artists that are top tier and they do this. They charge, you know, this range. And then you have some that are kind of middle of the road and they do these. And then you have the lower end ones. That lower end category, the lower category and the low part of that middle category, you need to pay attention to and avoid that at all possible. And this is why. If they have been doing makeup for any amount of time, and all they're charging you is $25 or $30 a face, they don't know the value of what they're doing, A. B, they're not good at it. Those pictures are your pictures forever or until your second marriage, whichever comes first. Whichever comes first. I don't know. Maybe you just want to. Maybe this one is practice.
Third or your
fourth. I don't know, but I'm saying if you... If these are the pictures that you are going to show people, then, or you want them to see, just don't shop price. Ask them why. Okay, well, I talked to some person and they charge this amount of money. Why are you cheaper? And see what they say. See what their response to that is. Because there's a range, and we all understand when you start, you charge less than because you get your foot in the door.
Right.
But once you're in and you are starting to get established,
and you know what you're doing,
charge more.
And you need to because it costs a lot
to
do what we do.
To maintain things.
The quality of products that you use every day, they're not cheap. Your time, you know.
Travel.
That,
absolutely.
You know, and you
when you put it, when you, and have a contract, You definitely need to have a contract that doesn't need anything that is a verbal agreement. Like I did a girl's makeup and I thought it was, she was doing a themed makeup, a themed wedding, like a 70s theme or something like that. And they had somebody making the women's clothes and, you know, whatever. And it was cool. So when we did our, you know, consultation, I did makeup and she was cool with it. Come the day of the wedding, I called her cause I was at the church waiting for her. And I said, well, you know, where are you? Oh, I'm over here at the lady's house that made the dresses and the dresses aren't ready. You're getting married in 3 hours. Those dresses are not going
and
to be ready.
And she expect for you to have her done and everybody else on time.
Ain't going to happen. Well, and because when in my contract, it basically states that you pay a deposit and if for whatever reason if I don't get there to do your makeup, I refund your money.
Absolutely.
If
it's only fair.
If it's you, if the fault is with you, you're not getting your money back. Because I did everything I was supposed to do. Yeah. When I tell you I was there and waiting and she was not there, I said, you know, and I had another wedding and I was driving like maybe an hour and 40 minutes or something. I called her and told her, I said, listen, I cannot wait because I have another client that I have to do. However, what I will do is see if I can get somebody else to come over here because it's your wedding day. I don't want you to be stuck without a makeup artist.
What's that you called?
I called T. John.
Oh, okay. Because it's one day you had to call me.
Yes. When something like that happens, I call people and ask them, you know, hey, can you cover this for me? I'll give you the money. I'll, you know, put in your PayPal account or whatever. Because we kind of have a little bit of a
network. Yeah. And it's good to have a network of makeup artists. It's very important in business, I think.
Yeah. And I think when you are planning a wedding, first of all, this particular person, I feel so bad for her, but she did not have a wedding planner or a coordinator. You probably need one if you're not very organized or you need to find somebody in your family that is, because a wedding is absolutely a production. And when I'm, you know, wherever I am, when I'm situated, it's usually with the bride and the bridal party and everybody's kind of in a room and they're doing whatever they're doing. I make sure they understand, listen, this is what I need you to do. Mm-hmm. Or I tell the bride, when I come into that room, particularly if we are crunched for time, I am in charge.
Right.
I'm in charge. And I tell them, because if I miss the last two or three people because they're walking around, moving around, nobody's sitting down, everybody's going to look at me and blame me. Since I'm going to get the blame, I'm going to take responsibility for it.
Sure.
So I did a wedding with seven or eight bridesmaids or something. And we had it set up. I go and get my stuff together. I put it down there and ask everybody if they're paying me that day, if they're paying in cash that day. Okay. When you sit down, drop the money right there.
Do you like to get paid with cash or card, or what do you do?
Check. I just get paid. You can keep that. I ain't 75. No. 75 year old.
Credit cards and cash.
Absolutely. I do. Yeah. Absolutely. I set it up, through PayPal where, I used to do the bridal show every year. Mm-hmm. I set it up so when people want to pay their deposit, they can go in and they put in their information. You can invoice them now with PayPal. I do whatever is convenient for them.
Right. Sure.
A lot of times what happens with me is I go, like with the wedding, the seven or eight bridesmaids, I go in, the bride is already taken. She's paid. We know what's happening. She's done her deal.
Yeah.
Her bridesmaids may want to pay cash. Okay, that's fine. Okay, these are the names of the people I need to do. I walk in the door. Here's eight more people that want to be done. Like the sister-in-law got in the chair first.
That happened.
Well, you're not even in this bridal party, whatever. And then leave and don't want to pay. Talking about she's going to Walmart. Guess where you're not going?
To Walmart?
With my money in your pocket. You can go out, you pay me, but we about to have a problem.
So I want to go back a little bit about pricing. So like when I started out, just like you, just kind of like, all over the place with your pricing. And basically what I ended up doing is looking at how much it cost me to actually do the job,
Absolutely.
Number one. Also getting on the internet and finding out what other people get in right. your region and in other regions. And then
homework.
Do your homework and then kind of figure it out.
It's the business end of this business because it's beyond just painting a face.
Absolutely. And so, you know, you can look up mileage and how much that is. You can look up what kit fees cost, because obviously there needs to be a kit fee because you're using makeup that you've purchased. Absolutely.
And you, with your mileage, you include that in your contract. Absolutely. If you are this far outside of the city, then it is X amount of dollars. If you are this far outside of the city, it is X amount of dollars, because you will be driving sometimes and just you're spending, in terms of gas and time, you could be losing $30.
Yeah.
So that needs to be incorporated into your contract.
Absolutely. So, and that's what I like to do when I'm pricing. Now, now that I'm stationary and I don't do a lot of driving around anymore, that's what I did in my 20s and 30s. I'm in my 40s now. I'm pretty much done with all that.
Girl, I am looking down the barrel of 50 and I am happy about it.
I am not trying to do all that driving around. So, but now that I'm stationary, I feel like I have a pretty fair price. I think my price is like in the middle, and it's not too high and it's not too low for, you know, what it is that I do, because I want you to come to me now. I will, however, you know, I will come to you if it need be, like if it's more commercial type of makeup, you know. Can't help me? That's okay. If it's like commercial type stuff, then I will.
Come, they can go to Bree TV.
You guys go to Bree TV. I'm going to have to.
Her battery's going to die.
It's going to die in just a hot second, and I didn't bring my doodah. Don't be mad.
Why did I just bend my butt over in front of that camera and it was wide as everything? That's not me. That's not me. I swear to God.
So go to Bree_TV and you can see the rest of the show.
Yeah. Okay. Go like the page.
Hi, Rodney. Right.
So we're just going to let it go until it doesn't go.
Thanks, look at your husband.
I know. He's a bum. Look at him, Bree.
Yeah, just go and like the page and we'll keep talking and you guys can join us there.
Yeah. So,
okay, but wait a minute. Give your breakdown again, because that's important. A lot of times people don't realize what to include in their breakdown, mm-hmm. and how to charge it, how to know how much to charge for it.
Yeah,
because there's a method.
Yeah, so you'll look at your mileage. Usually, anything over 10 miles, you'll start charging, and some start charging from the door. It's up to you. Your kit fee. The average cost for a kit fee in this area is $50, $45 to $50. So you would include that if you're going on location. And then of course, factor in your time. How much do you get paid on your job per hour? You can factor that into as far as how to understand how to charge for time. And put all that together, and then also look and see what other artists are looking at, and then come up with a price that works for your client as well as for you. And that's how you do it. Stop nickel and diming yourself, because, you know, this is an art. It's important. Not everybody can do it.
Absolutely.
Okay. And it's your face. Your face.
And pick somebody that's clean. Yeah. Pay attention to how clean they are.
Yeah.
If you, that's one of the things that I learned at MAC, and because of the industry that I'm in every night, I have a little deal of alcohol. I clean pencils, lip and eye pencils before I use them on people. I still clean lipsticks the way that I was taught to clean them at MAC, because you have to realize that makeup is in the public domain.
Yep.
It may not be sitting at a counter, but that's in the public domain. So if I'm using lip gloss, if you go to a makeup artist and they're using lip gloss, putting lip gloss on you, and they take the wand out of the tube and put it on you, you need to back up, because that means they did it on 50 people before you.
Right.
There are disposable mascara wands. There are disposable lip brushes. They're the doe foot brush. You got to look for people. Right.
Constantly.
Right. If they don't have hand sanitizer someplace close where when they finish with you,
they're labeled and clear where you can see it.
Right. Or if it's that little bottle, squeeze it and go for the next person to come. You have got to watch that so that you're not passing anything. And it doesn't, people go, oh, it's a pink eye. Well, it could be, but here's the deal with that. It doesn't even necessarily have to be pink eye. Sometimes it's just that the bacteria that you have is germane to you. You put that in somebody else's eye, they get a sty. They have some type of an infection from that. So you really have to be mindful when you're looking for an artist, if they're clean. And as an artist, you need to be mindful to be clean. Yes. And you need to say that you are. That's one of my scare tactics when I tell people that. They go, I can go get them and they can do it for $25. Right? You're going to get pink eye. Clean, I know them.
Make sure that your at-home hand sanitizer is visible and that you're using it quite regularly.
Yeah. Because what you're doing, you are absolutely potentially passing something from one person to another. And a lot of times people don't really think about it. They don't. But it is. It is. And you, for me, like I said, I'm fairly assertive in that situation. Like with the 15 bridesmaids or 7 or 8 that turn into 15. Basically, in the chair. I need somebody in this chair and 2 people waiting at all times. And I don't mean walking around waiting. Right there.
Yeah.
You have to be able to, you have to recognize what your time constraint is. You have to know, okay, I can do 3 faces an hour and I have 12 faces that I need to do. So you start out with whatever time that the ceremony starts. If it starts at 6 o'clock, I plan to be finished by 5. Mm-hmm. So my target time is 5 o'clock. And then I start to back up the time from there based upon the number of faces that I have.
Right.
And then also, okay, well, if I know I need to start at 11 to be finished with everybody by 5, that means I need to be there at 10:30 to get set up.
Right.
And you need to explain to them, I need 3 people there, mm-hmm. 1 in the chair, 2 people waiting. When that person leaves, then I would prefer that they not leave. I want you to stay inside where it's air conditioning. But if you got to leave, okay, I need you done before you go wandering around. If you have somebody that you need to run and get something, call one of the other people because this person cannot get out. They cannot leave where I am. So you need to be very mindful of your time. You need to know what you are going to charge people, and you need to not be afraid to walk away.
Yes.
Turn down business. All money ain't good money.
All money ain't good money. You better
it's
say
just
that.
Not. It's just not.
And if a customer is not willing to pay your price and you know, you've worked with them, you know, kind of to come up with a price and it's still not right, then it's just not right. It's not a good fit. Move on. It's okay.
Yeah.
Not everybody's going to be your customer. Not everybody's willing to pay what you charge. And that's okay because there is somebody
right.
that's willing to pay.
And you don't have to, when you can't come to an agreement on the price, you don't have to be angry. You don't have to be upset.
Yeah,
none of that
no.
stuff. It's business. And you just kind of move on from there. But what you, for me, everybody's going to be in a position where you need the money. You need the money, whatever it may be, your rent, your car payment, your whatever, you need that money. And if you need to take that wedding, you just need to take it. But under normal circumstances, when you know that everything is good, just recognize that, I mean, you don't have to do it. Now, when you're like, I was a gorilla. I was used gorilla tactics when I first started. I wouldn't care if somebody was like, okay, well, I can't do, you know, 400, whatever. That's where I developed the whole, okay, well, let's see, you can add 10, 15, 20 or whatever to your bridesmaids and they help to cover yours. I realized that as long as I'm working, somebody else is not getting that money. I want as much as I could possibly get.
Yeah.
I went hardcore. I was doing, you know, 3 weddings a month, or, you know, I might have a weekend where I did like 3 or 4 or whatever it was. I was grinding so hard to get, not just to get, I was pretty much established, but just to do it.
Yeah.
And to, because I love what I do and I just want to make the money.
Yeah.
And after a certain point, because again, I will be 50 in a few weeks. I really wanted to kind of back off of it. And I started to do other things. I do makeup, but also aesthetics. But I just wasn't as driven to work that hard to
yeah.
cut everybody.
Sure.
And not cut them. I shouldn't say that. I basically wanted to do the work.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the work. And I understood if I put in the time on the front end, if my work is good, if my clients love me, I will always be busy.
Right.
Because probably 70% of what I do is referral at this point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I did the work early.
Right.
So you have to be willing to do the work. You have to be willing to walk away from some of your clients. Because sometimes people are just nasty and they basically just want to pay you dirt.
Yeah.
And will complain the whole way.
Yeah.
And you don't shop price on your face. And honestly, for me, At this point, I kind of can pick people. I pick who I want to work with or not. You know, yeah. If I think that there's anything coming with it, any negative, any whatever, I'm not going
to
do it.
Right. And on the flip side of that, it's important to take care of your customers.
Absolutely.
Respect them. Return their phone calls.
Spoil them.
As soon as you can. Respond to their texts as soon as you can. And just be real honest with them. Be completely transparent and be good to them.
If you're booked, say you're booked. If you don't see, you know, oh, okay, well, I'm booked at, you know, from this time to this time. And that may be during the time that they need you, but they may also feel like, hey, you know what? We can do it earlier. Because I can give you a 24-hour face. Faces by Brianna is the home of a 24-hour face, and I am not messing around about it.
It can be done.
Right. So if you know, if they want you at 5, but you're booked from 3 to 6 or whatever it is, but you say, hey, you know what? I can do you at 1, and you're good, meaning their face will be fine. They'll come. They will come to you at 1 o'clock because when they like what you do, they love you.
Yeah.
Will love you. And
they're loyal.
Yeah. This is what I've done for 15 years.
You're good to them. They'll be good to you.
Absolutely. And just know, and over time too, you're going to shed customers. And also one of the biggest things, and I learned it very early on, you're the help. You're the help.
You know what? I learned that too, and I'm not okay with it, okay?
I'm okay with it.
I'm not okay with it. I am not okay, because guess what? What I do for you is important.
Well, no. I don't mean the help in a bad way.
No, because I meant it, because...
No. Not like they treat you bad. I don't mean that. What I mean is, when I go to someone, particularly if I'm at a home or wherever I am where the bride is there, and the bride may have sisters, girlfriends, she has whatever. For me, what I mean when I say I'm the help, I mean that these people have invited me into their space, their personal space. So as a makeup artist, I've had brides or bridesmaids tell me, she don't like him or she don't like this. They will tell you things that are incredibly personal things.
Yeah.
You're just there.
Oh, you're just there. What you're saying.
And the show is not about you. It's not, hey, that's, well, you know, true. What? I'm Brianna, blah, blah, blah. You're the help.
I get it.
You show up, you do whatever. You blend into the wallpaper, yes. Basically is what it is, because you will hear lots of things people will say. And you're like, ooh, I can't wait to get out of here to get on the phone, you know, or whatever. But you don't react to things. No. And you just have to know. First of all,
being professional.
Yeah, I really feel like it's a privilege that people invite me into their space on their, you know, for their wedding or quinceañera or whatever it is. I like that people think enough of me and what I do for me to be the person that comes in to do their makeup.
Absolutely.
Because again, you know, you learn all kind of family stuff, and they're talking and they're like, girl, she's over there drinking. You're like, what?
Yeah. But,
so that's what I mean when I say I'm the help. There ain't nobody.
Understand. Yeah. You just kind of blend in and stay professional. And
right.
Just,
and you don't react to anything.
React to
and you just,
that you hear.
Yeah, it's just not about you.
I thought you meant something completely different.
No.
I had an experience where, you know, I was there quite regularly for a person, and they literally did start treating me like I was the maid. And I'm like, you know what? No, that's not...
We shall not be shat upon.
We shall not.
Yeah.
I'm not the one for that, girl. I'm here to help you get to where you're going. We're not.
Yeah. I'm going to need you to understand you're not great. You're not that spectacular.
Right.
No matter.
Don't disrespect, because I wouldn't disrespect you.
Ever.
And then, no disrespect to maids either, because everybody who is in the service industry is there to serve. It's a privilege to serve. But you also deserve to be respected.
And absolutely.
That's
and tipped really well.
Yeah, and tipped really well.
Yeah. Really well. And for whatever it is. But I that's what I look at. And I feel like, okay, you know what? I'm the help. I'm here. I'm not. It's not like, you know, if I'm hanging with my family and everybody's cool, even if they include me in things,
right.
That's okay. But even then, I stay in the background.
Kind of stay back.
Yeah. I stay in the background because it's not my day. It's not my family.
You're supposed to.
Yeah. And you just, I think, again, don't shop price on your face. You don't have to take it. All money's not good money.
Right.
Realize what you are, what your purpose is there. Yes, you are there to beautify, but just kind of hang back a little bit, you know, and like don't get into stuff, or, you know, you hear something, don't repeat
hey,
it.
Lady.
You know, stuff. Just stuff in general.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, another pet peeve that I have is everybody thinks they're a makeup artist.
Okay.
I don't like that.
Okay, so I don't know what I want to say about that. Because I'm going to say it. Here we go. Not everybody.
Hi, Kay.
I know, that's Katya. Hi, Kay.
She's not even talking to me, and I'm saying hi.
That, you know, Katie. That's Katie.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
That's Katie.
Yes, hi, Kay.
She's so gorgeous still. Anyway. So, it's true. Not everybody that picks up a brush is a makeup artist. However, if you're serious about it, you can grow into
absolutely
becoming a makeup artist. So, I want to just make that distinction. Because just because you go and pick up a brush and then all of a sudden...
Because you like makeup.
Right. Because you like makeup. Exactly. You know, that doesn't necessarily make you an artist because there's something to it. You know,
yes.
It's a whole full circle thing. It's about the love of what it is that you do, the love of people. You want to serve others, and you understand lighting. You understand right?
Tungsten lighting.
Right. You understand, you know, color coordination and design.
Color even. Theory.
Yeah, color theory.
Yeah, you there's things to things. This.
There is something to it. So, you know, that does bother me a little bit, but I'm not against, because we serve such a big God. There is something for everybody. Everyone can have their space, but you know, customers, just be aware. You know, definitely check out your artist, and even, you know, do a little short consultation. Let them do a little painting on you, because a lot of these artists are misrepresenting themselves. A lot of them are taking other people's art,
images, absolutely,
yeah, and then putting it on their page. So you really have to be, yes, color psychology. You have to be really careful about, you
I'm
know,
done with you, your husband.
And I love him. He's so supportive.
Rodney, I can tell you live with a makeup artist for a very long time, sir, because I don't know why you even know color psychology. Why do you even know that?
He knows everything.
I bet he does.
Anything. He knows. He knows about everything.
I bet he does. He don't have a choice.
Yeah. He knows about
yeah,
it all.
Yeah. I think, but I just be, like Shayla's saying, be mindful. This is what I do with consultations, particularly if they're bridal consultations. When they come in, whatever I charge, because I won't do a free consultation because people will be coming in on Friday night trying
That's
to get a free
right.
face
trying
so they can
to
go
get
to the club.
And trying to get over, don't
right, and
it,
run out to
don't
the club. So what I do is I will charge for the consultation. And yes. If you decide to book me, it comes off the price.
Nice.
Yeah, it comes off the price. If not, in my pocket. Buying shoes or something, but
shoes
and stuff. I like stuff
because that's Look, what I do,
right? I buy furniture, furniture,
I buy
shoes.
Hair and shoes.
I buy food, furniture, and shoes. But yeah, just you have to, you have to be educated about finding an artist, you have to. Stop and look. And if you don't know anything about them, like Shayla said, there are people who absolutely will take someone's work and put it on their website, mm-hmm. Which is why a lot of times you see people with watermarks on their stuff now, like across the face so you can't take it off. But you have
dead
to be
giveaway. Y'all.
Right. You have to be, you really have to be mindful of who you're using and put in a little work. Because you really don't want to decide, hey, I want this person. And then, you know, they talked a good game. And then when they get there and, you know, whatever, it's not what you thought it was going to be. And, you know, and I think every artist has been in that situation. Not that they were trying to run game, but you start to do makeup, particularly new artists, and you are in over your head.
Yep.
You're in over your head.
Yep.
You know, I did it when I was airbrushing, and I can't remember what the big thing is every year, and they do body painting or whatever. And I was talking to a associate of mine, and I started airbrushing or whatever. Oh yeah, you should come and help us with the. I was like, okay, that'll be cool, because I didn't know anything about body painting. So mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go. I went down there. He completely misunderstood what the hell I said. He gave me a whole person to do it. I'm looking at him like, what? I'm sorry, I believe we had a misunderstanding, sir.
You mean to paint the background?
And he was trying to get me to put lightning on his leg. What are you talking? No. I need to assist. I'm not good at this yet. Right. I need to assist. Yes, I don't need to be in charge of this.
Yeah.
So it happens differently for different people. That was not me telling somebody that I could do it. And then when I got there, I really couldn't. I just told him I had taught myself to airbrush, and he assumed that that meant that I knew what I mean. He knew what he was doing.
Right. Yeah, because he probably would have asked.
He should have
worked.
Right. As soon as I say
I need to do something on him or something.
I taught myself to airbrush, and you put me in charge of a body.
Right.
That was such a bad day. I was so many different emotions. It was horrible.
So let's see. What all did we cover? We covered new artists and how to price.
And Shayla hates baking, and it's too much for regular everyday stuff.
It is. I don't like you to overpaint yourself for everyday life, but I do.
Those
want
brows.
Which ones?
Because
there's so
it.
Many out there. What?
Listen.
The thick, thick.
If
thick,
you are
thick,
not thick. Persian, stop it with those brows.
Did y'all hear that? She said, "You're not Persian. Stop with the big."
I know it's not even Persia anymore. It's Iran, but that's beside the point. You know what I'm talking about. If you are not from that part of the country, stop with those really thick brows. And I understand, again, blend is your friend, as Shayla said. But when people do the concealer under their brow and then the concealer over the top of the brow, but they don't blend it. So it looks like you have something left. Oh, my God.
Stop it, because that's not realistic, and honestly, it takes away.
Yeah, try to trick people. Here's the deal with makeup. The whole process of makeup is to try to trick someone to make them believe that's what you actually look like. Now, once you get them home and the lights go off, whole different game. It don't matter. Then you win. But before that, try to trick them.
Make it believable.
Yeah,
I say that all the time. Oof. I use that terminology all the time. You know, let's do beautiful, believable makeup.
Right. Right,
that's
because
what it's all about.
And also be willing to step out of the box. If you feel like, oh, you know what, I don't like red lipstick. Come on, it's lipstick, not a tattoo. Just try it.
Yeah, and there's like 50 shades of red.
Yeah,
I mean,
a blue red, an orange red, a pink red. You know, you can get a red that's like sheer, that's like a gloss kind of. And there's lots of different things to do. So just kind of.
And you throw lip liners with it.
Right. Right. My girlfriend, she does it all the time, though. Connie texts me, and she was working in New Orleans. She sends me pictures with different color lipstick on. And I go, do I need it with or without a liner? Always use a liner.
That's so cute. Okay, I want to say something here about brown girls. So this is to all my brown girls. I've been dying to say this out loud, okay?
What is this?
So, no, it's true. Okay, so it hurts my heart. Okay, it hurts my heart to the core when brown girls come to see me and the first thing they say when we're at the lipstick unit is, oh, I'm too dark for that. I can't wear it.
Oh, my God.
Stop it. You're killing me. Listen, brown girls, you're a neutral color. You're brown. Do you know what that means?
Everything
goes with you. Hello. And I use it because I like to speak in pictures. And I always say this. If you had a brown couch, okay, what color pillows could you put on that brown couch to make cute?
Ooh, I would do indigo and red and purple.
Any color in the rainbow. Mm-hmm. Want to know why? Brown is neutral. You know what that means? Everything goes with it.
Or don't ask, well, what do you wear? What kind of eyeshadow do you put on with brown eyes?
Any color. So I'm being facetious right now, but
I'm not.
But this really does break my heart, and this is really, really important, guys. You just have to know it's not necessarily what you wear, it's how you wear it, and all brown girls can wear variations of any color.
And right? Also, to piggyback that, please know that for women who are not brown, their thing is they'll go, oh, I can't wear that because, you know, that yellow, that would be really pretty on her. But you have a brown girl say that they can't wear that. Mm-hmm. Other women recognize that you can wear anything. Anything. You really, really can.
It's true.
You can so much that you can do. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, it doesn't have to be neutral. You know what I did when I started for Mac? I don't know if you knew this or not. What? I did color, not necessarily on me, but on other people. Mm-hmm. I wasn't afraid of color. I was the opposite. I would put color on people. Yeah. And then when they start asking me for neutral, I'd be upset. I was like, you don't want anything?
It's important.
You don't want nothing? No blue?
Right, right.
Nothing. Yeah. Just, you know.
Back then, what year was that? That was like what? 2002? Okay. So here's a funny thing. I just want to make a note of this, that we were doing that in 2000, 2002, that the kids are just now doing in 2015 to 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's already been done. Okay, look, we've done it.
You ain't reinventing or inventing nothing.
No, it's not original. We've been there. Look, we've done
it. We just got older and figured out we don't need to do it now.
Right, exactly.
We done started with the Nana face.
I think that's funny.
Yeah. So it's I think that's really good that you can wear color, and it's placement. It's placement and blending.
Preach.
It is placement.
Placement is so important, right?
Yeah, because it's like you can wear blue. Like, I love purple. Purple is my thing. But what I do is I may put like a lavender here and then a darker, like an eggplant in the crease. I don't go all the way up. Right. And as a rule of thumb, too, the higher up they go, the less professional they are. Or they're not. It shows their lack of skill.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
When you do a crease and you go higher than that bone, that shows inexperience. So that's another way to look at to grade an artist. But you can do any color that you want to do. If you feel like you just need to kind of branch out a little bit, put like a light blue, like a light denim. Do a light blue on your lid, and then do a navy.
To color like that too. Or you can just do like totally neutral up here and then just a pop of color with your eyeliner. You could do blue, you could do pink, you could do whatever.
Just
pink.
Run a Don't little bit pink, under.
But like blue or
what
purple,
do you mean green. Eyeliner on your waterline or you mean the smudge?
Line, just the smudge, the smoked part. You know, so you can do like totally neutral up here. Like, you know, anything bright.
You know what we need browns, to do? We need gold, to. Because my thing with Brie TV is I like to. I'm going to do a little bit of everything on there. Like, I invaded my neighbor's kitchen the other day. Their kitchen is so fun and whimsical. And I like to cook and eat. So I'm going to start, you know, recording stuff when I go over there to cook or different things. We need to do like a makeup deal. We need to sit around and you can drink wine. I'll drink the apple cider and pretend like it's wine.
Because I will be drinking wine. Y'all know me.
And I don't need it to be funny. So,
I don't know about that, Katya.
What did she say?
You need to be teaching. I do teach, but I like to do as well. You know, I offer classes. This is not a plug, but I do offer classes. I do makeup classes.
Plug it. You're here.
I do makeup classes and private lessons.
Listen, you're here and you have a friend with a radio program.
There you go.
Plug away.
Over at the Chaotic Beauty Salon. yes. I do classes. I do private lessons. We can do workshops and things of that nature. So
absolutely.
I do teach. But I also love to do makeup. Yeah. Just to do it. I do.
And there's
that.
A certain amount of gratification when you do somebody. Like when I'm doing them and they're at my place, I don't let them look in a mirror. I face them away from a mirror. So, you know, you can always tell if they're a little nervous and not quite sure what's going on. So then when you turn them around and they're the mirror, it's like,
love
that. Yeah, you just made like a really big difference to them. In a small way, you've made a huge difference. And at that point, and you can always tell when you've created a monster because then they start.
Or doing this. Hey, when the lady, you get her makeup done and she starts messing with her hair, she's feeling herself, y'all. You did a good job.
Lips pursed.
Already? Yes.
And then talking about, I got to find some place to go.
Look, I know. Isn't that so cute? I love that. And if they don't have no place to go, I said, well, just walk slow wherever you go.
Right. Right. Go to the mall and move slower.
Yeah.
Go have dinner.
Right.
You know, go have lunch. Absolutely. Do whatever. Absolutely. It makes you feel better. And you know what I realized? One of the things that I would say at Mac, because I was that, when I was on the floor, as you will attest, I would go. Going, because I can talk. I want to talk to people. I want to find out what's going on, but I also want you in and out of this counter. I can sell, but I was never the person that sold you things you didn't like because I'd rather you not bring them back. Right. Don't bring them back messing up my sales. or don't leave them in your drawer at home. I would rather you use them. I would rather you use them. Look, and I still killed in sales. I just didn't push stuff on them. But what I would tell people all the time, like guys come and, you know, they pissy because they don't want to be there and they don't understand what is all this makeup. And
how
I
would do that. Why are you spending that? Why are you?
You know what
that?
I would tell them? Does she ask you that when you go to Home Depot?
Right.
Because I'm the Home Depot chick. And I love those places. I love Home Depot. You saw my hydroponic garden. I love Home Depot. Yeah. But I would tell them, when mama's happy, everybody's happy. Happy wife, happy life. Y'all better get it right. That little bit of makeup y'all paying for, that ain't nothing for her to feel like she's cute and go out someplace. Get your chick on your arm with her face all diddied up and go parade her around Dallas so she can and walk away for a little bit and let some man try to hit on her so you can, she still feel like she got it
right.
It's the little things with women, because they're so, as mothers, as wives, we tend, and I'm neither of those things, but we tend to be, so I'm just saying what people told me. No, not true. I'm a daughter, so I still do it.
Right.
But as women, we are caregivers. We tend to look out for people before we will take care of ourselves. I am not guilty of that. Why your mama messing up and calling?
That was my mama calling.
Shayla didn't tell her mother she was going to be on the radio.
Stop, mama. I'll call you later.
So I think that we a lot of times we want to take care of other people before we take care of ourselves. Again, I'm not really guilty of that, because I will shut down and be on that couch eating whatever. I don't care.
Don't call me till 10.
Or I'll just tell, I won't answer the phone. Zip. Zip. I'm like that during football season. It's Sunday. It's 12 o'clock. Why are you calling
me? You're absolutely right, though. It's an easy way.
Yes. And it's a very easy way for women to feel good. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a couple male clients that I had one that I got from Town East. He brought his wife. She was like, I don't even know why he's bringing me up here.
Just so you can be pampered.
Do you have a mirror? What do you mean you don't know?
Really? That's terrible.
I'm sure she's not watching.
You never know.
Well, okay. I'm sure you're better for the experience. But he would bring her in there. And as a man, he said, I want my wife looking good.
Yeah.
I want her to look good. He said, I want her in her makeup done. I want her hair done. She wanted to be in sweats. And I was like, which is okay, because I'm always in sweats. I do that too. But I tell you, when it's time to go to do something, I am going to get dressed.
Okay. So
doing my hair, doing my face.
So Katya asked if we could cover skincare. So let's just do a real brief thing on skincare, because that's so important.
Sleeping in your makeup. Just stop. And I'm not even going to tell you, because people go, oh, well, you know, every night that you sleep in your makeup, it like adds 7 years. I don't know about all that. But I know if you come to get in my chair and you've been sleeping in your makeup, then I got to clean extra hard up under here and wash your face. It's so much better for your skin. Just wash your face.
You know what? It really is. And I know this. And listen, I know this personally, because there are times where I actually do, after working all day at MAC and then going to work at the salon, I'm exhausted. I have fallen asleep in my makeup, but
I'm not going to pretend like I fell asleep in mine. I do it sometimes on purpose.
Yeah. But it does have an effect.
But
on
your skin. You know what the deal is though? And here's a great example right here. Shayla has oilier skin than I have. My skin is very durable. I could technically wash my face with lava or Zest and it would be okay. Right. I know. I don't.
Lava.
I know. I went old school. I don't do that. But this is why, as an esthetician, I will tell you the benefit of washing your face after you put makeup on. When you're young, the turnover, your cell turnover for your skin is incredibly fast. That's why 17-year-olds they have the best skin. It's so pretty. It's
so
fresh.
Beautiful.
It's young.
Radiant.
And as you get older, if you are drinking enough water, you make sure you drink the water that you need. Okay, give me just a second. But when you want to make sure you drink enough water. And one of the things that you have to do is exfoliate. Exfoliation is it's one thing, but it can be achieved a lot of different ways.
Yes.
If you are washing your face and you don't use a towel, shame on you.
Use
a towel. That is how you get those, that those dead skin cells off. Get that off. When you have oily skin, if you are not washing your face, what I liken it to is this. You have, okay. If your skin can't exfoliate to come off like this, when it's oily, it's stuck. It's like this paper being wet. You cannot get that off. So when you try to scrub your, or if you're not scrubbing your face, your pores are clogged.
Yeah, and then they become large.
Yes, and then they grow pimples in them, and people move into them, and everything's horrible.
And blackheads too. So
hold on, we'll get back to it, Kay. Let's go. Hey. Hello.
Hey, I'm trying to hear a song.
Wait a minute. What you mean you're trying to hear a song?
Oh, shit.
Hold on. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. You good. Let's talk about this. What did you want to hear exactly?
It's called Bag Up, My Little Shot.
Okay, well, see, you know who you called? And you called the right number, but let me tell you who you called. My name is Brianna, and I host a show called Bree TV. You have called at the end of my show asking me for music, and we talking about makeup.
My bad.
You're good. You're good. Look, maybe we're meant to be together or something. What's your name?
They call me Tria.
They call you who?
Tria.
I can't hear you.
Tria.
Trib, T-R-I-B?
Trio.
Trio.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how are you, Mr. Trio?
Okay.
So, what is this you want to hear?
It's called Bag Up by Lestat.
Okay. So, Eric, can you find that for him? So, listen, wait a minute. Were you listening to the show? So, how are you just calling and asking for music and we've been talking the whole time?
Oh, see, every time I get off of work, I tune in.
Oh, well, look, I love you.
Yeah, all the time. Every day, I tune in every day.
Okay, well, listen, so we were talking randomly, but what time are you getting off work? I'm going to look for you next Wednesday.
I get off every day at 7.
Okay, well, you need to call me back next Wednesday. Let's start a relationship, but only on the radio.
Okay, that's cool.
Did you find this song, Eric? What's the artist's name again, Trio?
Lil Shad. Bag Up, B-A-G. UP.
You find it? He can't find it. But how about this? We're going to be off. We got 3 more minutes. So he doesn't have that. But my new favorite song right now is that little Bruno Mars with his little jumping around all over everything self. So how about in 3 minutes, I will have Eric play that Bruno Mars. What's that new one? I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? Okay, I'm going to play that one for you, Trio, okay?
Oh, all right.
Okay, call me next week. Bye, boy. So again, back to what we were talking about. You want to exfoliate. You want the dead skin cells off so that the new skin can push through. When you are not, you can look at people. I can look at your face and tell if you are dehydrated. I can look at your face and tell if your skin is oily, if it's dry. I can tell if you use a towel. And what tends to happen a lot of times is culturally, if you find people who don't use towels, they're usually white people. They will splash whatever on their face and think that gets it done. It does not. Use a towel. And I personally like to use a really thin towel because it feels a little rough. And exfoliate and take everything off. When you put on mascara, get it all off before you go to put any more on the next day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and I also agree. I mean, with my lighter skin sisters or my white sisters, definitely use a towel to exfoliate. You can use a towel to exfoliate. Then there's other products out there that you can use to kind of gently exfoliate the skin. But what you don't want to do is pull on your skin too much, because there's not a whole lot of elasticity in, you know, a skin that's not very heavily pigmented. So just be gentle with your skin, love on it. I know youngsters kind of take that for granted. Do not be gentle with your skin, but definitely do exfoliate the dead skin, especially around the nose area.
Absolutely. Where it settles in and where oil will sit. And in terms, what Shayla was saying, in terms of like pulling on your skin, that skin around your eye is the most delicate skin on your face.
And no oil glands under there.
Yeah. If you are putting eyeliner on and you are pulling that skin down to put liner on your waterline, if you are stretching your eye out to put eyeliner on top, you will have bags big enough to carry groceries in.
Yeah, and there's no concealer in the world that's going to help
you. Yeah, there's only surgery that can fix that. So be very mindful when you are dealing with your skin that way. Moisturize, moisturize, moisturize. Even if you're oily.
That's part of the reason why you are excessively oily, because you're not moisturizing, y'all.
Yeah, because what happens is your face needs that moisture. And when you wash your face and you take it off, your skin feels like, oh, my God, we are so dry.
We need mass produced oil.
Mass produced. And then you're looking like, what the hell? I just washed my face. And then you go to do it again.
Yes.
Even if you are oily, moisturize your face.
Yes.
Moisturize your face. If you have to carry... get a blotting powder if you need it. And actually, you can tell how oily you are by how long it takes it to show up on your face.
Right.
When you get up in the morning, you wash your face, you put your moisturizer on, you do your makeup, you do whatever you're doing. Watch and see once you leave that. Once you do that, check to see how long it takes for the oil to start to show up and how much of it does. That will give you an idea of exactly how oily you are. But what you want to do is not use a powder, like a foundation powder. You are making mud on your face.
Yeah, it's just gonna get greasy, oily, because even though it's a powder foundation.
It's thicker than a regular powder.
That you're missing. And also, I'd also like to say this too, that if you're oily, also be careful about what kind of cleanser that you're using on your skin, because if you're using a cleanser that's clarifying, you're just gonna produce more oil.
Okay. We're done for the week.
We're done.
Hasta la vista.
I had so much fun.
We will have you back. I'm going to have you. We're going to have to figure out something to do and get a recorder and get on here. But we are done. I need you guys to check me out every Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. on theafterparty.com. theafterparty.com. I am on the B-side, Bree TV. You can catch me on Facebook. We're always live when we're in the studio. I will see you all on the radio next week.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So gonna get to clapping. Go pop it for a plan. Pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it, said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac,
girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want,
just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby, you deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Cool jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on us. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my freaka. Girl, I'll be a freako, mamacita. I would never make a promise that I can't. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Sharpest breeze in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us.
Say it's us.
And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.